Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain. This is Elaine. We have been on vacation, actually, for a couple weeks, so we're back live. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We'd like to just tell everyone that this show we've been on since September of 2000, we have been presenting cases every week proving that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. And we can expound a little bit on that.
Well, to cure a disease means that after a certain number of treatment, you would not need our treatment, you would not need drugs, you would not need any other form of treatment. You'll be symptom-free.
Right.
Just modifying your lifestyle and your diet.
Diet,
okay?
Right.
This sounds like an incredible claim, but go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You'll find, you click on radio shows, all the case histories. All our cases are arranged alphabetically from Alzheimer to uterus prolapse.
Depression, pain,
allergy,
any kind of pain,
asthma,
allergies, asthma.
High blood pressure, diabetes, everything that your doctor told you that there's no cure, that you had to be living with the pain for the rest of your life, okay, it's totally not true,
mm-hmm.
okay? The reason is that Western medicine, which I'm trained in, do not know that we have other aspects of our existence, mainly the energetic, the living part of us, our mind and spirit. A human is body, mind, spirit. And every disease have a physical, mental, and spiritual factor that is not in harmony with the whole. And the controlling part, the part that keeps health, is the mind and spirit, that the invisible energy that enter your body, that open up circulation, that have the intelligence to correct your diseases, okay? That part is prevented from going in your body because you're doing something wrong in life.
Right.
So every single patient, they created their own disease by eating wrong, by stress out in a modern society, by pursuing too much materialism. Everybody's on the go, and all the scientific inventions are like a two-edged sword. And you have a part that really promotes our physical pleasure, our physical conveniences, but the energetic part ruins our existence.
So the thing is to find a balance, I think.
Exactly. Right now, we have so much conveniences, okay? Mm-hmm. Like we flew to Scotland, okay? And in the past, there's no way that we can do that. So right now, we make the world a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all these computers. I remember the time that I was in Caltech, that's like 1970s, okay? The big computer occupied the whole entire basement,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then we had cards, you know, to run the program. It's incredible. Today...
Now it is so such easy access, and we take it for granted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But everything we do, you know, the computer, the cellular phones, okay, it has... a vibration that's not
in tune with your body.
Yeah, not in tune and not conducive to health.
Right, and it is harmful. So we have to do things to kind of combat that and negate the negative effects of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to our first guest today. To just so that you can see what Dr. Tong has to offer.
Yes.
We have Steve on the line. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Steve, thanks for taking the time. We know that you're at work today, and he was so gracious to call us and to be on our show today.
Steve, you're calling from San Jose.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm originally from Huntington Beach. That's where I live.
Uh-huh.
And I'm currently up in San Jose today working.
So he's calling us from San Jose. Thank you so much. Why don't you give us a little brief summary of what you experienced before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Pardon me?
What happened before you came to see Dr. Tong? What were you suffering from?
Well, I've had a back injury that occurred to me in 95 on the job.
Uh-huh.
That, of course, every doctor that I've been treated by immediately saying surgery.
Uh-huh. They wanted to open you up? Okay.
Yes, exactly. And I'm really, really not interested in no surgery because my wife had surgery, and mm-hmm. she is far worse.
Mm.
Far worse after a surgery.
Uh-huh.
So how many doctors have you seen for this problem?
Oh, Dr. Tong, like we discussed, I probably have seen, probably close to the neighborhood of 25 to 30.
Okay.
Different doctors.
And they're all MDs?
All MDs and, all MDs.
And different specialists. So what have they done for you?
Yeah, different. I've done the MRIs. I've had orthopedic surgeons. I've had neurosurgeons.
Mm-hmm.
You name it. I can't even remember. I can't even tell you the names of them all.
And what did they diagnose you with?
Pardon me?
What did they diagnose you with? Why do you need to have surgery?
They diagnosed me with a 12 millimeter bulge in my L4,
uh-huh.
S1,
okay.
L5, S1, and. Spondylolisthesis.
Spondylolisthesis, okay.
Yes.
A fancy name, but it means nothing to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what
meant nothing to me, neither.
Okay. Listen, what I mean is that I know what it is to the description, okay, but it means nothing as far as
right.
to get rid of your problem.
It's the physical manifestation of what happened to you.
I'm having a hard time here. My signal's fading a little bit, and I apologize.
Oh, it's okay. We can hear you.
We hear you clearly.
Can you hear us? You can't hear us?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, great.
Right, yeah.
So they diagnosed you with spondylolisthesis with a bulge in your disc, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to go in and just fix it surgically? Is that basically, did they explain to you, or...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had an orthopedic surgeon before any test or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested surgery.
Okay.
And he was saying he wanted to go in, remove the disc, put pins and plates in my back.
Okay, so that's what they wanted to do. Okay.
That was under one doctor's care.
Okay.
And I did transfer to a new location with my job, and when I seen a neurosurgeon,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to go in and put, they call it a cadaver bone, in my back.
Okay.
With no pins or brackets.
So they just wanted to replace your vertebra then, right?
Yes, exactly.
Disc.
Okay.
And,
okay.
All the doctors I went to, every one of them had something different that they wanted to do with my back.
Okay.
Okay. So how about the medication they gave you? What kind of medication have they tried on you?
Oh, right out the gate, Norco, which is extremely high Vicodin.
Right. High dose Vicodin.
The Soma, which, you know, puts you to sleep. Unbelievable, the amount of medication.
And were you on all this medication?
I refused to take all of it, but
mm-hmm.
Pain medication, because it did work with the pain, of course, out the gate and everything.
Right.
Which, I'm currently going to Dr. Tong over. I can't stop the medication because not knowing that it's addicting, which it is. Now I'm addicted to medication.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How long have you been on the medication for?
About 3 years, 3.5 years.
Yeah, that's quite a long time.
And how much medication were you on before when you first came to see me?
Before I came to see you, yeah. I was taking 10 milligram hydrocortisone every day.
Which is like a narcotic.
Narcotic, right.
Yeah, a narcotic, yes, exactly.
And how much pain did you have?
When I first started taking the medication, I had quite a bit of pain, and it did take the pain away. But now that I've been on it, I take the medication, it takes no pain away.
You take no pain away when you first came to see me?
No pain away at all whatsoever when I came to see you.
So you were taking it, and it wasn't helping you, but you were taking it because you were addicted to it.
So
that's exactly
well,
right.
That sucks.
It's a very addicting medication, and that's what I found out a year and a half into it.
Mm.
I'm taking the medication, not relieving me of no pain.
Yes.
I'm taking it just so I'm not going through withdrawals feeling like I'm dying and still having the pain.
Well, because you kind of become desensitized to the effects of the medication, so
exactly.
It doesn't help at all.
And my treating, prior to Dr. Tong, my treating physician said that chances are I'd have to be on it for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
and that my body would get used to it, and when it did, he just kept increasing my amount of medication.
Okay, so let's talk about your disability. You know, you have so much pain. What kind of disability you have? You told me that you had to crawl to the bathroom in order to know you are so painful. Was that true, or is that after the doctor do the procedure on you?
Pardon me, Dr. Tong?
So what kind of disability?
How bad was your pain? He said you had to crawl to the bathroom? How bad did the pain get?
I seen my physician here about 4 weeks ago. I took an injection he's been suggesting on me for several months under x-ray into my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hesitant on doing it, but to keep him as my doctor, I went ahead and went along with it.
Was it like a cortisone injection, or do you know?
He didn't really give me the name.
He said you needed an injection?
If he did, it was a name that, you know, one of those four-mile-long names that I don't recall.
Mm.
But it was under x-ray guidance, and he went into my back.
A fluoroscopy?
And I am 100% truthful with you here. For the first week, I had to crawl on my hands and knees with the pain medication to use the restroom.
After the procedure.
After the procedure. Then the second week, with the pain medication, I could barely crawl to the bathroom, but I could semi-walk.
Oh,
and that was 2 weeks after his procedure. And the physician told me that the first day he gave me the injections, I was semi-pain-free.
Mm-hmm.
He said since the medication wore off, that my mind is telling me that the pain is twice as severe when the medication wore off, that it was all in my mind.
So it's in your mind.
What?
Your pain is all in your mind. It's
what
all in your head.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the most. It was the most.
Now, how do they know?
Pain I've ever felt since the day I first injured myself.
Okay, let's disprove that. Okay, now let's backtrack a little bit. Okay, before this procedure, you did came to see me. Had one treatment. What happened to that one treatment?
The one treatment, Lord is my witness. You gave me your treatment. I immediately got up off of your table.
Yes.
And Lord is my witness, I was 99.9% pain-free.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
And for how many days were you okay?
Oh, I've been okay ever since.
No, I mean after that first treatment, okay? How many days were you did relief?
Yeah, okay, after your very first, I was pain-free for approximately 3 weeks until I went into my physician.
Three weeks. And then you had the procedure. Okay.
And I had the procedure, yes, for my treating physician.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this. Okay, this is something that you guys, everybody in America need to learn this. He has a 12-millimeter bulge, L5-S1 disc.
Mm-hmm. Very common.
And then spondylolitis, okay? So all these fancy name and degenerative changes, it means nothing. They are not your cause of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So after my one treatment, he was pain-free 99% for 3 weeks.
Until he went in.
And if you do the MRI, if you do any x-rays during those 3 weeks, okay, it won't change.
We still have the bulge.
Now, all these people say, I asked to see what they do for you. I see the orthopedic surgeon. I did MRI. They did nothing. All they did is test, and more tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's what I felt like is, and I still feel this way today. I feel like I'm just a guinea pig at my
Absolutely.
To just do procedure after procedure after procedure that I knowingly ain't going to help my situation. But being I'm a work comp patient, I have to follow their procedures.
Right.
or they'll drop me as a patient, but I'm so thankful I found you, Dr. Tong.
Okay, here's another point. We'll come. I'll go back to that, okay? So after the procedure, you were so painful that you had to crawl to the bathroom. Then you finally came back to me. That was last week, I think, okay? So you had
last week.
Then you had
the second treatment.
Second treatment. What happened to the second treatment? Well, you were very painful. You were very agitated.
Yeah, I was extremely painful, and I was 100% pain-free. In my low back, not kidding, neither, 100%
pain-free.
And I drove from Huntington Beach to San Jose, normally having to stop a minimum of 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped once just for gas.
Okay, I want to put another thing, too. My acupuncturist treated you first on the second time. How much relief you got from the acupuncture?
The acupuncture actually, because the time I was in there, I was so painful I couldn't really sit still.
Mm-hmm.
Long enough that it was actually wasn't beneficial to me because of not being able to sit still.
That's right. Okay, I want to make a point.
I at that time I asked her, please, I wanted to wait for you.
Yes. Okay, I want to make that point. Okay, when you are in extreme pain, when your blockage is too serious, acupuncture simply don't work.
Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
Not strong
enough. So after my acupuncture treatment, that before I gave you the treatment, you were still agitated. When I went in there, you were very, very impatient. And I can see you from your pain that your wife were coming out of the room and then looking for me. So right after my second treatment, the pain goes away again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, completely away. After the second one, oh, my gosh. I'm talking 100%.
Exactly.
100%. It's a miracle.
Are you still on any medication? Or?
Pardon me?
Are you still on any medication?
I'm currently... I've been taking 10 medication pills of the hydrocortisone
10
daily.
Milligrams, okay.
After Dr. Tong's second treatment, first time ever, that next day I was able to cut it back one pill.
Great.
Immediately, and now it hasn't even been a week, and I've actually cut myself back to 2 pills.
Fantastic.
And I think I'm just taking more now mentally because I actually think I feel much better without them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
He is helping me so much.
Okay, listen,
wonderful.
Steve, it's okay to take them right now because, we gave you a treatment like 3-4 days ago, and then you are working every day up in San Jose for the next week, okay? So
make sure that,
it is fine for you to take them until you come back to see me because every treatment, I not only treat your pain, I treat Steve. So the more I treat you, okay, the less withdrawal symptom you will have.
Mm-hmm.
So while we are treating the underlying problem, it's okay to take the medication to make sure that you can handle your work.
Right, especially if you're working every day.
Exactly, and I wanted to comment on that. My primary treating physician, I have been, for the last 16, 18 months, has been begging my physician that I do not want to take this medication.
Uh-huh.
And he's increased me from 6 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And every time I see him, I tell him I don't want to be taking these. I want to go through pain management to get off of them. He's increased me to 10.
Uh-huh.
And instead of...
And now you're back down to
what I wish for.
Right.
He's increasing.
You're back down to
that I'm wanting to eliminate.
You're back down to 2 now, right? 2.
No, I went from 10 after my treatment with Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to cut back one tablet.
Oh, okay.
After my visit with Dr. Tong, next day I cut back 1, and 3 days later I cut back 2 pills. So now I'm down to 8.
Okay, I see.
And prior, no matter how hard I've tried, I could not cut back 1.
Yes.
Let me interrupt you for a second. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions, you can give us a call now at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. Give us a call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. So, Steve, you've had 2 treatments with Dr. Tong, and you're finally able to cut back on your medication, which you've been on for the past 3 years, and you're actually hooked onto it now. You're working because you. How long were you not able to work for?
They originally had me off for 3 years.
Okay, so you're
3 years,
and you're working every day now.
I'm working. I only work 4 days regular on the clock hours, and then I work the other 3 days. Preparing for work because we have a family business we run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's put it this way, okay? if you did not get my treatment last week, you won't be able to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
There would have been no way whatsoever
mm-hmm. that I would have been able to work.
You would.
I was ready to go in to ask my doctor for a work release note because I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand up.
Exactly.
This is the truth. I couldn't stand up.
Yeah, I saw you in the treatment room the second time. You were not ready to work at all, okay?
No.
So one thing to remember, though, that he should not push himself too much.
That's right.
That's a good point. That's a common.
I'll tell you what, for all you out there listening and everything, I'm living testimony. This man's a miracle.
Yeah.
This is the first time since I've injured my back. I feel great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not
great.
Better. I feel great.
Right, while you're here, okay, because your mom is out of the range with her cell phone, so she could not call in. Can you mention a little bit about your mom? She came down from Oregon on your word. Okay. Tell us what I did for her. Okay. What's her problem? Your mom.
Yeah, my mom's 65 years old. She owned a beauty shop her whole life, and mm-hmm. She has really, I guess the doctors call it bursitis in her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And she had fallen several years ago, and she's got an extremely bad knee.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
In fact, the last 2 years of her coming and visiting, we have a bedroom upstairs in our house. She has never been able to go upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For fear of falling or whatnot.
Right.
Well, she came over to visit. We went down to Dr. Tong's, of course, she was excited because she's treated her whole life with Chinese herbs and medicine and everything, believes wholeheartedly in them.
Mm-hmm.
Brought her in to Dr. Tong on Monday of last week, and she was extremely excited about it. She came out. I didn't even know she was home until she come running up my stairs into my bedroom saying the first time her knee has not bothered her at all, and her shoulder she had forgotten about. and this is the truth. This is in my house. My mom has never been upstairs in the 3 years I've lived there.
Mm.
Now, here's the
Wonderful.
Point. Okay, I want to make some comments. Okay, we are talking about workman's compensation reform. What are we going to reform if the doctor cannot cure the disease? So you're talking about symptom versus the cause. The cause of the high cost of medicine, our healthcare crisis, our workman's comp crisis, is because doctors do not know how to cure.
Mm-hmm.
They give you drugs that make you worse, okay? I can tell
you,
I can tell you all my other colleagues, they write reports, $75 per page, okay? I don't write any reports because I don't want to waste the system's money. I don't do any MRIs. I don't do any X-ray. I don't hardly do any lab tests.
Mm-hmm.
I go and treat the patient the very first time to get them better.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay?
Now, immediately.
Your mom
immediately
had to help.
Immediately better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I'm living proof.
Your mom had how many treatments then? Just one treatment? As well?
No, she came down on a Monday of last week,
mm-hmm.
and she was only down for the week. She had a treatment on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and she Dr. Tong gave her one more treatment on Thursday. That's the day we all headed out because
mm-hmm.
she's going back to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And
so she had two treatments.
People, I'm telling you, she
okay. So
beyond ecstatic. In fact, she's going to make arrangements to come back down in another month.
Yes, she had two treatments. You know, she really do not even need to come down
mm-hmm.
again if she can get on my program of neutralizing the acid
mm-hmm.
and stay on the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course, additional treatment. If you,
we'll
you
help
come,
her, yes.
come down to visit you, come down and get more
just
cleaning
like a
up.
Tune up.
Yeah, tune up. It
doesn't
beneficial.
It doesn't harm at
but,
all.
Yeah, but it's very important, okay, that the patient need to take the responsibility on their part in modifying their lifestyle and dietary changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so make sure that you don't push yourself too hard right now, that you're feeling so good, because a lot of patients, they feel so good, they overwork themselves, and then they relapse back into it. So you have to
I do. I tell you, this whole time through my injury, I pretty much had given up.
Mm-hmm.
And my main focus before I came into Dr. Tong was, I'll live with my pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just want off the medication.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my first treatment. By my second treatment, I was 100%
mm-hmm.
pain free.
How did you hear about
no
Dr.
Kidding.
How did you hear about Dr. Tong, Steve? How did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Every day that I come home, I drive right by the corner of Beach in Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Adams and Harbor.
So you just,
and I always see his big sign
oh, okay.
up saying pain management.
Okay.
And you know, I was wanting, searching for anybody that could help me. You know,
Wonderful.
Get off the medication. And relieve of pain,
mm-hmm.
and I made the phone call, and, you know, he told me about the web address.
Great.
I checked the web address. I come in, picked up information. I've read his testimonials. Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. I said, this man is where I want to be.
Yes.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for taking time out from work to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. And yeah. I really appreciate it. And Dr. Tong, I can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you next week then, okay?
Take care, Steve.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
You folks have a good day.
You
too. Yeah, you too, okay?
Happy Easter. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're here till 2 this afternoon. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have all our past shows archived. We have over 150 shows now from the past 3.5 years. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. We have still a couple minutes. If you have any questions for us, please give us a call now at 1-800-292-5236. It's toll free at 1-800-292-5236. So, Dr. Tong, do we want to kind of talk a little bit more about Master's Miracle then, too, since...
Well, or okay, so let's talk about how the treatment works and how do you reverse all your problems. We have a lady that you just met in the studio that had eye problems, okay? You are not going to get it any better with eye drops or pain medication or eye medication, okay? The problem had to do with circulation to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
The problem had to do with circulation to the knee, circulation to the back.
Usually when you have eye problems, it's because you have an underlying liver disorder, right? The liver.
Okay. Circulation means that the circulation is caused by the energy from your mind and spirit, okay? You are living, you are healthy, it's because your mind and spirit is going in the body. Whenever your mind and spirit is unable to go in the body due to what you're doing wrong in life, your food, your stress, the energy around you, the toxin around you, and the energy around you we call feng shui factors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of these things that sooner or later you're going to have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do it is that I'm writing a book to tell about this. Cause even though when you hear the story, like Steve's story, sounds way too incredible. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like that we... make it up by paying somebody to tell it. But we do this every day.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let's get to her. Jenny from Santee. Hello,
yeah.
Jenny. Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have a question for us?
Yes, I have two, actually, if you have time.
Yes, we do.
Every time I get up from a sit-down position,
yes,
my butt hurts.
Yes.
I know that sounds strange, but...
You're not strange.
idea why that's happening?
I just explained to you on the air, okay, it's all circulation, okay? The energy from your mind, the Chinese call qi, you have five different kinds of qi. The heart qi deal with love and joy. The feeling is out in air. That's you, okay? The love and joy energy enter your heart antenna and go to your heart. The kidney energy goes to the low back and the buttock area. If that is low, let's say you have a lot of fever event, you labor too much, okay? You have low energy that open up this circulation. You don't have the circulation, and that's what causes the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple, okay? That's
so
why
I need to increase my energy.
You cannot just do it by yourself. You know, like Chinese medicine, acupuncture, herbs, my treatment is like 50 times better than acupuncture. If you listen to that show, like, Steve, get an acupuncture treatment. After his second treatment, didn't work at all. When it came back, when in the room, he was just as painful.
Mm-hmm.
But right after my treatment, 100% of the pain was gone. The whole key is getting rid of the blockage and get the energy to open up your circulation.
And you had one more question for us, Jenny?
Yeah, regarding high blood pressure, that's for my husband.
Okay.
That is also curable, okay?
Yes.
You know what you do? Email to call my office. We'll send you... And give them your email address. I'll send you an article showing that what caused high blood pressure had a lot to do with eating too much.
What you're eating and
build
and
up too
stress.
Much acid, acid toxin in the system.
Does he take medication?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have access to the website to the internet?
Doctor DOCTOR.
No, it's DRTONG.
DRTONG.
TONG. N as in Nancy.
TONG.com.
Tong. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 12 noon on KCEO AM 1000. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.